Hello.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Today, we're conducting a short public. It takes like 5 minutes.
Okay, quick. Go ahead.
Okay, let me continue. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person.
I have one.
Okay. So just to make sure the options are, I will vote at my polling place on election date, I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, and I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I vote by absentee ballot by mail.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Republican,
Democrat? Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
What is your age?
82.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have
no
opinion.
I want to warn you ahead of time, other than for the senators, I'm not very well versed at all on the other candidates. I still have to do my homework. I've been in the hospital. I just got out, and I'm behind. So I'm going to have a lot of, I don't know if that's okay, if you're interested.
That's not a problem. So the first person is Raquel Regalado.
Hello?
Yes, the first person is Raquel Regalado.
I don't know.
Okay, the next person is Richard Prashnik.
I don't know.
Next person, Kamala Harris.
No, I would not vote for her.
So would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Next person, Cindy Lerner.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Carlos Garin, Manny Cid, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Dassinger, Daniela Levine-Cava, and Miguel Quintero.
I'm not sure.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards from the same names?
Cava.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
I don't know. You don't have to read it. I don't know any of them.
No, these are other names like Cindy Lerner, Richard Prashnik, or Raquel Regalado.
I don't know.
And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I'm not. I don't know.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
No.
Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
No.
And now we are at the end. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Probably very.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Postgraduate work.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Sorry, I couldn't be more help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Thank you very much. Goodbye.